Hello and welcome to ACAP's Audio Reports. Today we will be discussing Uzbekistan's bilateral aid and economic investments in Afghanistan. Part 1. Overview. In early 2025, Afghanistan continues to grapple with widespread poverty, a stagnant economy, and likely drops in assistance funding. An estimated 12.4 million Afghans are projected to be food insecure, and 48% of the population lives below the poverty line. Based on the trend since 2023, reductions in Western humanitarian assistance funding for Afghanistan can be expected. This will aggravate hardships for the Afghan population. Uzbekistan could play an important role at this juncture. Since 2016, Uzbekistan has continued to strengthen ties with its southern neighbor, even after the August 2021 regime change in Afghanistan. Uzbekistan's engagement with Afghanistan navigates the pursuit of its own national economic and security interests, a historically complex relationship with the Taliban, and international concerns over the human and women's rights records of the interim Taliban authority. Uzbekistan is not a major financial donor for bilateral and multilateral humanitarian assistance. It provides emergency relief in response to disasters and supports UN missions in Afghanistan through logistics hubs. Uzbekistan favors trade and business promotion and infrastructure investments in Afghanistan to address poverty and improve livelihoods on both sides of the border. A substantial number of Afghan citizens live in Uzbekistan and transfer large sums of remittances to Afghanistan. The ETA has welcomed engagement with Uzbekistan, whose preference for facilitating trade and business promotion to alleviate poverty is in line with ETA interests. Like the Republic government under Ashraf Ghani, the ETA sees improved ties to its Central Asian neighbors as a way to ensure energy supplies to Afghanistan and diversify the country's economic dependence beyond Pakistan. That said, different obstacles and challenges in improving the country's bilateral relations persist. The ETA has not taken any decisive actions against members of the Afghanistan-based Islamic Movement of Uzbekistan, which Uzbekistan considers a threat to its national security. Afghan Uzbeks, like other non-Pashtun ethnic groups, are severely underrepresented in ETA structures, and Uzbekistan considers the lack of representation for non-Pashtuns a risk for Afghanistan's stability. At the same time, the ETA demands the return of 50 combat aircraft that remain in Uzbekistan after the Afghan Air Force flew them there in August. Part 2. Key findings. 1. Uzbekistan's engagement in Afghanistan helps develop and diversify Uzbekistan's economic and business ties with South Asian countries and addresses Afghans' poverty and inadequate livelihoods. 2. To achieve these goals, Uzbekistan's engagement in Afghanistan balances its own national economic and security interests with international concerns over the ETA's record of violating human rights and preference for economic development projects and business promotion over humanitarian assistance. 3. Uzbekistan will continue to engage with the ETA on economic cooperation and security, including border management and the containment of EMU members, while simultaneously supporting UN logistics in Afghanistan and avoiding any endorsement of ETA policies on women's and human rights. 4. At the Termiz border crossing, Uzbekistan supports the operations of UN agencies such as UNHCR, UNICEF, and WFP in Afghanistan through the International Multifunctional Transport and Logistics Hub and the development of the Afghan business sector. Acting as the major hub for international humanitarian aid operations in Afghanistan demonstrates Uzbekistan's commitment to UN values, while the promotion of Afghan business activities aligns with the ETA's expectations. 5. The facilitation of UN logistics and business development assistance through the same border crossing is Uzbekistan's unique advantage. 6. Uzbekistan is not a major financial donor for humanitarian assistance. In response to disasters such as earthquakes and food shortages, it has distributed in-kind items from Uzbek state institutions to relevant ETA ministries, recognizing the ETA as an important interlocutor. Uzbekistan avoids cash transactions and their associated problems with international sanctions. 7. Uzbekistan hosts a substantial number of Afghan citizens who send a significant volume of remittances to Afghanistan. While remittances are not a direct form of humanitarian aid, allowing Afghans to access the Uzbek labor market and operate businesses constitutes a significant form of support to Afghanistan's economic stability. 8. Uzbekistan's long-term goal is connectivity, which includes the economic integration of Central and South Asia with transit, trade, and energy transmission through Afghanistan. Larger infrastructure projects remain in the planning phase, however, securing multilateral funding for these types of projects is unrealistic without international recognition of the ITA, and financing is unclear considering the new U.S. administration. 9. The main obstacles to the improvement of bilateral ties between Afghanistan and Uzbekistan are: A. Uzbekistan's past support for armed groups opposing the Taliban. B. Uzbekistan's concerns over the continued presence of armed fighters who are citizens of Uzbekistan in Afghanistan. C. The ITA's construction of the Kosh-Tepe Canal in Afghanistan, which will reduce the amount of water available to lower riparian states. D. The ITA demand that Uzbekistan return 50 Afghan combat aircraft and helicopters that the Afghan Air Force personnel took to Uzbekistan in August 2021, which Uzbekistan continues to hold and which the U.S. considers its property. This report also discusses relations between Uzbekistan and Afghanistan, Uzbekistan's humanitarian assistance to Afghanistan, Uzbekistan's economic investments and cooperation with Afghanistan and security, transboundary water management, and finances challenges. To read the full version of this report, visit acaps.org. Follow us on X, LinkedIn, Instagram and Threads at ACAPS Project for regular updates. ACAPS, see the crisis, change the outcome.